This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. The 15,000-acre area around the University of South Florida, bounded by I-275 to I-75, Bush Boulevard to Beers Avenue, is home to thousands of residents, hundreds of businesses, and a few dozen of Tampa's most recognizable organizations and sites. But to the members of the Tampa Innovation Alliance, particularly Executive Director Mark Sharp, this area is an untapped goldmine of potential.
The purpose is to make this location recognized around the world as the destination for innovation, creative activity, business enterprise. It's to make this place a place where you want to live, work, and play.
The Tampa Innovation Alliance was formed by anchor members USF, Moffitt Cancer Center, Busch Gardens, and Florida Hospital Tampa in 2011. However, the group only really stepped up its activities since bringing Sharp on board last summer after his tenure on the Hillsborough County Commission ended due to term limits.
So much of what we're going to be doing requires an understanding of how government works, and so my job is to kind of be the conduit between the business community and our local government, and that'll be very helpful. And I also think that, you know, as a commissioner, I learned that you have to be relentless if you want to get anything done, and I hope that relentlessness that I had there I'll bring here.
Welcome, everybody, to the kickoff lunch of the Tampa Innovation Alliance.
Over 100 people attended the Alliance's recent kickoff luncheon, including representatives of businesses both large and small, developers, and government officials from Hillsborough County, Tampa, and Temple Terrace. There wasn't a grand plan to discuss because, frankly, there isn't one yet. But the principals of the Alliance want to get people on board now to help things move along.
And we started thinking about the larger role that we and this whole area play in the Tampa Bay region in our ability to drive the economy and to foster a climate of innovation, discovery, culture.
USF President Judy Genshaft welcomes the chance to work with other members of the Alliance.
There are so many people interested in our, quote, neighborhood, and it means so much to us. We have so many people and workforce skills here. We need to come together, work together, and make a big difference in this area.
That means leveraging what the members bring to the Alliance, starting with the anchors like USF.
Our people are all over. It is our responsibility as a state university, a public university, to be an economic engine for the region.
Hospitals like Florida Hospital Tampa and Moffitt Cancer Center have world-class experts in treatment and research, as well as thousands of patients and family members who come from around the country. Moffitt's chief operating officer, Jack Koloski, says both those employees and the visitors deserve better surroundings.
And we really see the opportunity to improve the location that they're in here, the opportunity to provide them better housing, not just for our patients, but for our overall community, our work community here, better restaurants, better other facilities that would be conducive to continuing to develop this area.
Finally, there's Busch Gardens. President Jim Dean also serves as the Alliance's chairman.
We cover the entire spectrum of things to do here in North Tampa, and entertainment is a vital part of everyone's life. Obviously, healthcare is important as well as education, and we think it's quite a great blend of things to do here in North Tampa. Along with the residential community and the other commercial operations, this is an exciting day for us as we start building a vision together.
Sharp would like to see a community that doesn't just draw people in to use these anchor institutions and other organizations and businesses, but one that keeps people here after they've gone to school or seen the doctor or visited Busch Gardens.
What we're going to be building is that connective tissue so that now there are things to do, so that when you're done, you don't get back in your car and you leave. You want to stay here. This is a place where you want to remain. You want to be here because you know that this is where things are happening.
And when asked about Tampa Bay Lightning owner Jeff Vinnick's similar redevelopment plan for the Channelside region in downtown Tampa, Sharp indicates that it's not a competition.
The distance between downtown Channelside and the university, which is about 11 miles, is negligible because it's just one spot. So we complement each other. We work with each other for the betterment of this region.
With the Alliance just getting underway, Sharp plans to hold weekly meetings with current and potential members. For more information on the Alliance or to see video from the kickoff luncheon, visit our webpage, WUSF.org, and click on the University Beat link. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.